Welcome to Informed Voices, where we bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. In today's episode, we will be discussing some key highlights from a recent White House briefing led by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. We will delve into a medley of topics, including Tropical Storm Debbie, the country's economic resilience, prisoner swaps, and international relations, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris's recent rally. Do stay tuned for these diverse and critical insights. Now let's turn our attention to Tropical Storm Debbie. Press Secretary Jean-Pierre began the briefing by sharing heartfelt sympathy for those affected by the storm that has left a mark on Florida and the Southeast Coast. The President has approved an emergency declaration for North Carolina, joining Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia in a state of emergency. Efforts are in high gear as over 600 FEMA staff are deployed, and additional support comes from key departments including Defense, Health, and Human Services, not to mention the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Coast Guard. The administration is keeping a close eye on the storm and trying to ensure the safety of everyone involved. On to the presidential activities. Our president has an upcoming interview with Bob Costa for CBS Sunday Morning, which will air on August 11th. Besides, the president plans to remember the one-year anniversary of the Maui wildfires by calling the governor of Hawaii and the mayor of Maui County. Concurrently, he will welcome the Texas Rangers to the White House to celebrate their 2023 World Series championship season. It'll be interesting to witness these engagements. Coming to the economic front, Jean-Pierre answered questions about the recent stock market volatility by expressing confidence in the resilience of our economy. She underscored the low unemployment rate, job creation, and GDP growth. Her focus, and the focus of this administration, is on supporting middle class and working families. A contrast was drawn between this approach and what Jean-Pierre describes as the Republican approach, benefiting corporations and the wealthy while increasing costs for families. Our next section delves into the intriguing world of international relations and prisoner swaps. Jean-Pierre elaborated on the complexities involved in prisoner swap decisions and expressed a strong commitment to bringing wrongfully detained Americans home. She discussed diplomatic efforts to relieve the growing tensions in the Middle East and voiced support for Ukraine against Russian aggression, reaffirming a commitment to the independence of the Federal Reserve in monetary policy decisions. Now let's move to Harris's recent rally. Vice President Kamala Harris has the full backing of the president, Jean-Pierre reiterated. Despite a quieter public schedule recently, the president continues to play an active role in domestic and international issues. In terms of legal and humanitarian issues, the administration's focus has been on ensuring safety and equity for all students, especially in light of new Title IX regulations and ongoing litigation. Jean-Pierre also voiced concerns about reported abuses of Palestinian detainees. She emphasized the importance of humane treatment and accountability according to international law. Reparations and racial equity took the center stage as Jean-Pierre expressed the power of Congress to study reparations. The administration is, she stated, committed to advancing racial equity through various legislative actions. And finally, the briefing touched briefly on China and Taiwan. Jean-Pierre confirmed the administration's commitment to the One China policy, while not commenting on recent developments encouraging reports of Taiwan independence supporters. The briefing concluded with a powerful note. The administration will keep up its efforts at de-escalation in the Middle East and will continue to stand by Ukraine. The president, as Jean-Pierre emphasized, is committed to delivering for the American people and maintaining transparency in all his engagements. There you have it, folks, a synopsis of the recent White House briefing led by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre right here on Informed Voices. Thanking you for joining us today. As always, check out the show notes for any links or articles mentioned in today's discussion. Thank you and stay informed.